It is the place to listen to On the Weekend, the program America Weekend with Valerie Smaldone and friends. And I'm Valerie Smaldone, my friend. Thank you for coming along. If you're a blogger, and so many people are, they enjoy making note of maybe just daily things that they do, or the blog is specific to one area. There is a website called Niyumi that has published blogging mistakes you should avoid. And I read this blog article and I found it to be very interesting because so many people publish things and assume people will care or assume people will read it, and they don't really know how to create it, format it, make it engaging. So I found this article very interesting and I would like to pass it on to you, if I may. So one of the number one things that this article purports is that people don't pay enough attention to visuals and formatting. And yeah, that's important. Even though the content of the blog is important, having it aesthetically interesting, beautiful, will entice many more readers to enjoy your blog. So use videos and images that will make your piece appealing. You can look for a Creative Commons license that fits the topic of your piece. And the formatting of your work will make it easier to read, especially if it's long. So make sure that you have breaks in your text in the paragraphs, some bolding for your messages that are important, titles and subtitles. So it's not just one whole clunk of text. You assume as a blogger, people know what you're writing about. This is also very interesting. It's safe to assume that we are people who can at times get caught up in our topic of interest as a blogger. So that passion is great, but you have to remember that sometimes people just come along to the party and don't know what you're talking about. So before you publish your blog, why don't you sit back and think about the person who doesn't really know what you're talking about. Make sure that they can follow it without having to do research. Maybe you even send it to somebody who's not in your field and say, does this make sense? So that's an idea. Think about how repetitive you may be with your blogs. Are they all kind of the same idea? You want to have content that's exciting and rich and differentiated from the previous blogs. So keep that in mind as you're publishing your weekly or daily blogs. The title, this is so important. A lot of people forget that a title is really important. It's got to be clear. It's got to grab attention. You don't want to be too eclectic. People may find it confusing. So, you know, if you go to a lot of the websites that where you can read blogs and information, you'll find that the titles do captivate us and do entice us to go click through, which is what you want people to do. You want people to click through to your blog. So make sure that the title is interesting and also relates to your blog. If you don't show your personality, why do this? You need to have your voice. In anything that you write, you need to have your voice clear. You need to have opinions. It's not just information because, you know, there's a lot of reporting out there. So if you're a blogger, make sure that you have a point of view, an opinion, a voice that is very clear with what you're writing and publishing. Some people go on and on and on and spend too much time with the backstory before they get to the point. So when you're structuring your blog, it's important to keep in mind that you need to get to the point fairly quickly. And also remember that people's attention spans are very short. Make sure you proofread before you do anything. And not only spell check, because spell check sometimes agrees that a word is correct, but it's the wrong word. It may be spelled correctly, but it's not the right word. So make sure that you proofread again and again and again. And what I like to do is read it out loud. And sometimes you have to take it off the screen as well, because your eyes are not reading properly on a screen. So if you can, print it and look at it again and proofread it one more time before you publish. I'm Valerie Smaldone, and this is America Weekend.
America Weekend. Welcome to American Biker Minute. Rabbit power addicts who have done the stage two with exhaust performance air intake and a hot cam still want more power. Stage three, here we come. 120 horsepower, done. today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. In a stage one hop-up, we just replace the pipes and the air cleaner. Stage two, we go to a hotter camp, and the biker has few bucks left, yet wants more power. Headboarding is expensive. Whether your choice is headboarding, bigger jugs, or a deeper plunger, install tougher, stiffer head springs, or you'll have to do it all over again. Tear out HD chains and go with gear-driven cams. 120 horsepower. Done.
I live fast.
American Biker Minute, baby.
Passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
How do you find your purpose in life? We talked with best-selling author Jason Womack.
He asks people, what's your so that? Here's how it works.
Everybody we know has a deep goal. I call it so that. And I'll say, what's your so that? And they always look at me quizzically, or they cross their eyes and they say, what are you talking about? I said, well, you know, this promotion you're going after. You're going after the promotion so that. And of course, you know, the initial one is, well, so that I can get my raise. Well, why do you want your raise? What's the so that behind that?
Research shows it may take 5 or more rounds of this question, but eventually you'll find your deeper purpose in life.
And knowing your purpose will drive you to big success.
Find big success at biggsuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.